What's up? Happy 420. Everybody's having a it's fucking Father's Day. I forgot. I remembered and then I forgot and then I remembered. So we'll see how today goes. Hope everybody's having a good 420. Oh my gosh. Dude, I'm gonna have to go sober. Like, not by smoking weed, but no more drinking. I'm gonna quit drinking, and I'm gonna quit. I'm still gonna smoke, obviously, but I'm definitely gonna be cutting back on this alcohol. Last night, I thought I only had 3 beers. I drank all of them, and I don't remember drinking all of them. I thought for sure, I did not drink the last 2. For sure. I would have bet money. And this morning, I don't remember drinking those last 2. That's not good. So, and then of course today I'm hungover. It's been a really emotional week. I don't know for everybody else, but I'm kind of really high strung on everybody like going back out in the wilderness and everybody going back out. And I'm also like, you know, personally still like into my ex when I probably, you know, when you like see your ex's Instagram, what was I thinking? First of all, I don't even get on Instagram. And then I decided to do that. I mean, that's just like a disaster. You're just asking for a disaster when people do that, right? So, yeah, so I guess that's why I'm like, last night I ended up drinking more than I thought. I don't know, some people, it's like, you know, you're raised, the way you're raised or the way you raise yourself, you know, is like, you know, you bury your emotions and shit. Well, deep. No, we don't want to talk about this stuff. We're going to talk about, the review. I got this brand called Lake Grade. It's a sativa. The nugs are pretty nice. They came 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 nugs. Pretty nice. I had a picture of them, but I still haven't put it on the website. But, well, hopefully today. I've been having issues with my phone and my even my iCloud is not updating. So here I am like doing like the technology thing. I'm like, okay, now I go to iCloud and check it. And it's like, not my pictures aren't fucking there. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought it was supposed to automatically upload. I don't know. And the dude thought I was like, I didn't want to delete everything. Cause I was like, what if it doesn't automatically upload? Like what? I don't know. It's like completely there. And he's like, and what do you know? Some of those pictures aren't there. So I'm like, really, dude? So I'm in the middle of like transferring images, trying to clean up my computer, my phone. Everything's backed up. Everything's like, it just seems kind of ironic. And it's like you have to spend like all day doing that. It's like cleaning your closet. It doesn't like just happen in 10 minutes. It takes like all fucking weekend probably. And then of course you have to go down the rabbit hole of seeing all these pictures that obviously you want to keep, but it's like heart-wrenching to have. Anyway, I'm making
some biscuits. I'm gonna get them out before they burn. All right, so the herb is actually okay. I was really excited to get it. It smells really nice. I'm gonna grind it up and let's do this 420 thing. Yeah. So let's see. I don't know if anybody saw that Jeff. You know the dude that does the space stuff. He doesn't do space stuff. He's gonna be going into outer space, but he's an Amazon dude. The owner is going up next month, and so people are writing a petition asking him not to come back. I was like, what? I didn't think he was coming back. I thought he was going to Mars. I thought he was going to Mars. I guess I was wrong. I thought he was gonna go colonize Mars. I really am curious what the backstory is to Amazon and how, like, I bet he didn't even, like, start the thing. But pretty good herb. The price range with tax, you know, is about $40. It's a sativa, so it's supposed to keep you awake. But, you know, be it on Father's Day, isn't that a weird day to go sober? I guess not. Well, it is for me. And the weed is great. I took a picture of it because it's like beautiful orange, red, like strains. The buds are really nicely picked and cut as opposed to the other one I got, which I'm going to still have to put up, was like a bunch of stems. They did a great job in cutting it. It's a little dry on the dry side, but still has a really good smell to it. Yeah, it kind of smells like orange, lime, Lipman, popsicle comes to mind. Summer. It's perfect for June. That's where we're in, right? June. Yeah. So out here in LA, everybody's having partying. Everybody's running around, no mask. Everybody's like all excited. It's kind of nerve-wracking. I'm assuming that's the way it is all across the nation, which it just seems like overnight, all of a sudden, this fucking COVID disappeared. Like, I don't think so, people. There's some weird shit going on. And I don't really know what's going to hit the fan in the next couple months, but I guess we'll see. You know, we'll see if this vaccine holds up for a while and what happens with everything. So it's still weird as fuck. But people are managing pretty well, I suppose. I haven't really been keeping up with the news. Haven't been looking at UK. I know they extended they were going to, you know, do what we're doing. They were going to all run around, you know, and start all back up again. But they postponed that. But I haven't seen anything since. So, but then again, I've just been working on my stuff and kind of been listening to a lot of podcasts kind of about like relationships, you know, and how to be like really connect with somebody, you know, like on an intimate level, not just like, because like, I feel like that was definitely what we were lacking was the communication skills on both of us. We both came from a really like more of a traumatized background than I think that either one of us thought when we were getting into the relationship, which I think is very important when, and you don't really think about it. Like, you know, when you're in your, you know, 30s, 20s, you know, you're just having a relationship. And when we met each other, we weren't that mindful, and we just knew that we were like in a good place, but we didn't think about all the trauma that came with us. And I think that really lacks in communication. If both of you come with a lot of like unclear behaviors, you know. So this whole quarantine, I was really focused on that part of myself. So kind of like reevaluate shit, you know. So It was like some, it's like some deep shit, you know. You want to, you know, really like self-analyze your past, or you like what you, your internal dialogue, and kind of like what motivates you, what gives you your sense of self, your sense of identity, you know, and whether or not you sacrifice that for other people, you know, how much you end up making decisions that are like selfless or selfish, you know, and the impact that you're doing or not doing, the dismissal of someone, you know, like the inability to communicate, inability to like talk about emotions. It's very, you know, and how to talk about it with your partner, and how you both can create a space where both of you can talk and like be close and intimate and really want that from each other. But yeah, you know, that takes a lot of mindfulness, you know. So that's my next thing, is to be like, make sure I can be as conscious as possible in my, you know, in my relationships, all of them, you know. I want to be able to like, you know, really have a high vibration exchange with people, like, and with those few that I decide to come in contact with. Now that it's a choice, it's actually quite relieving. I think some people really enjoy like the whole social thing, but I've realized like how much I don't know, it's like there's a lot of crooked, I don't know. There's a lot of cool stuff too, but I'm just like, I don't know. I'm kind of jaded right now, I guess. But I feel like, you know, you go through life and you surround yourself with a bunch of people and you realize, oh shit, they're all negative. Like the people that I was around were like, you know, like, let's say for example, one of your friends, right? You're like, dude, you know, still hung up on my ex. And they're like, well, just get over it. Or you need to move on, just need to date somebody else. And it's like, and that's what I was raised in, this dismissal of like your feelings don't matter and just move on. And there's and that's part of me, like part of me is kind of like, I wasn't able to like, I realized when one of my friends was passing away, I froze. I didn't even know how to express emotion or feeling at all. I was like, it was all done in my mind. It was really strange. And that doesn't make any sense, but maybe it does. Well, I've kind of just been chatting and kind of been thinking out loud. Who do we got here? We got Eric in the house, and the only crazy lady. Interesting. What's up, guys? It's Sunday. It's Father's Day. It's 4:36. I put the alarm just in case. If you guys are having any herb, feel free to just give a shout out what you're smoking. Since it was Father's Day, I didn't even think about it, but I just didn't even reach out to having any interviews today, which is probably a good thing because probably nobody's available. Sunday is a very odd day, but it's a good day to just kind of like relax, unwind, have a little bit of smoke, enjoy some herb. So this one's called Lake Grade. It's 100% natural flower. It's sun grown. Let's see if they have a website. I mean, I think let's look up Lake Grade. Such an interesting name. Lake Grade, and you would put weed or farm, right? Because it's a herb. So let's see. We go Lake Grade herb. So what would I put? Farm? Anyone? So kind of wanted to check out what their website was like. Here we go. Lake Grade Cannabis. That works. Lakegrade.com. Well, there you go.
Are you 21? Yes, we're 21. Let's check it out. If you go to their website, it's lakegrade.com. You can check out a little bit more about what is in the bowl. Every eighth you buy from us will plant one tree. Oh, wow. I just planted two trees from them. That's cool. Well, that's interesting. Giving back. Reforest California with itch inhale. Oh, dude. And I would have never have known if we didn't even go to their fucking website. That's interesting. How come that's not even on their packaging? That's interesting. You know, there is a huge missed opportunity there, peep. I mean, being a consumer, this is the second time I smoked it, okay? This is my second eighth. I haven't looked them up. And now, just because I know that they do this, I'm going to buy them. Like, they're going to be on the list. So I suggest we'll have to give them a shout out, let them know. We love trees so much that we just don't hug them. We build our company around them. Trees are central to our brand, our mission, our purpose, our practice. That's so fucking cool. They're in Napa Valley. And they're in Northern California. That's so neat. So our love for trees extend beyond cannabis. Our hearts ache in the devastated wildfires that wrecked on our forest and our community. So they were one of the ones that were impacted. I did hear about a lot of herb places getting hit. I guess they're one of them. Wow. Well, they say they're talking about turpentines on their front page. See, now this picture here, it is so like Photoshop, dude, like WTF. Like, that's a real picture of their bud. I can see that. But that picture of the plant, like, they got some trippy lights going on around it because, yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes. This is really cool, though. Sometimes looks can be deceiving on photographs when you're looking at the herb and you're like, and then you get it and it's not like that. But this is like that. I mean, there, I'd say it's very, very, very much like that. So that's cool. At least that picture was like legit. Huh. Well, you guys can check it out. I don't want to completely like go off track, but that was kind of interesting. Oh, so I'd say it doesn't feel like a sativa, but maybe it's just because I'm also hung the fuck over. So it's probably a combination of both. But I feel like it's got a little bit of sativa in it, but that could just be me being so sleepy. Even though so much was done today, even though I didn't celebrate, I was like, fortunate enough, I was able to call my dad and wish him a happy Father's Day. Yeah, so I do the traditional stuff, you know, but I'm not going to talk about personal stuff like that, but it was like pretty constructive, like, you know, I don't know if people like, you know, what their day entails on a Sunday, but, you know, most people like clean their home, you know, right? Like get everything ready for the week and whatnot. It's kind of do the same, you know. There was a guy that was playing a piano this morning, which is really nice. I live in West Hollywood, and there's this guy who was playing some piano this morning. So that was nice to clean and listen to some of that and get ready for the week. And so we were just kind of enjoying the sun over here. It's kind of a nice day. It's not rainy like it is in Australia. I'm pretty sure it's been raining all weekend over there. I wonder how that's been. I don't know much about New York, but I'm curious how other states are going. Lately, it's been pretty nice. I guess it's been summer. Oh, I did read an article where there were like some people were working with no AC. in a warehouse or some shit. And that, yeah, that's got to be, like, pretty lethal shit. Like, you can't do that. I mean, there's some stuff that some people ask you to do, and I've done some crazy shit. I've worked for some people that were pretty whack, dude. And it was a really interesting job, but I tell you, I've worked for some people that have been quite interesting. There was this one, I'll kind of mention this. This one guy, he like had a space in Hollywood, and it was like a front end store, and in the back he ran, I'll just say it's like a design company. Okay. So he had a couple of flows of income, right? So he would have in the front was like the store. And then I worked in the back with like another couple people. And the guy lived there. And I never used the bathroom there, I guess. I must have just gone, worked, and left, because I don't even remember, like, I never ate there. Anyway, my point is, some people, like, do the craziest ass shit, and I remember working there. Oh, he started hoarding cats, and that's when I quit. He started hoarding, like, feral cats, and all of a sudden, I was, like, going to his office and in the back, and it was this big, big fucking space. It had to be, like, God, 5,000 square feet at least. So the front was, like, 2,000 square feet, so it was pretty fucking big, and I had my own, like, couple computers, you know, I had big old Apple, and I was working on the newest design stuff, you know, like applications and stuff. And it was part-time, I wasn't working full-time, and I only went in like, and I worked outside because he started hoarding cats. I'm like, what the fuck? I'd come to the office, all of a sudden there was like 10 cats and then 20 cats. I'm like, what the fuck? And it was like, they were fucking like, it was gnarly. I was like, dude, quitting. Like, this is, I went outside. I was working outside. I was like, fuck this shit. And then finally I was like, fuck this, period. But I was like, I don't know. Obviously that guy's not there anymore, but he ran that business for a while and he was making some fat money. I know how much money he was making because I was figuring it out. You know, I mean, it doesn't take a fucking wizard to figure out how much the company makes that you're working for. Especially when you're like, anyway, but that was some crazy ass shit. So I always had a couple of jobs, you know, I'd always juggle at least two or three jobs, full time or not. I'd always have some kind of side gig, but lately with this crazy shit, everything's kind of went bonkers. And now I don't really know what's happening. It kind of just seems odd that all of a sudden it feels like it's just disappeared. Like, you know, all of a sudden it like, COVID disappeared. It's like not even on the fucking headlines. Like all they fucking talk about is like, or at least I haven't seen it. I have to like dig for it. I don't know. More interesting are the aliens, but I don't know if anybody's seen anything lately of them. I started looking outside yesterday. I was looking up saying, that'd be so fucking cool if I saw a fucking spaceship. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Would you want to meet an alien if they came to you? This one girl I knew said that she fucking told me that she was taken by aliens. And she stuck to the story, dude. And I don't know. She said that they would come visit her ever since she was a kid. And that's why she was nocturnal. She wouldn't sleep at night. She worked a night job and slept during the day. Which, I don't know why that would make sense. Does that make sense? Do they not come during the day? I mean, do aliens not come during the day? Does anybody know? So that's basically she'd sleep. Yeah, that was her reasoning. She was like, do you want to know the real reason why I work at night? And I'm like, okay. Because I was taken by aliens when I was a kid. And that they would grab her from her feet and shit. She would like hide and stuff. But I didn't ask her like specifics. She was just like, whatever she felt like telling me, I'd listen. But I didn't ask like specifics. I was just like, cause I don't think I believed her when she was telling me. I was like, okay. Like, I was waiting for her to say, like, I'm just kidding. But she never said. She was just kidding. And then she hit on my girlfriend, so I basically kicked her to the curb. And she fucking owned it, too, which was... which I have to give you some credit for that shit. Like, when I... Because, like, this is a crazy story, dude. Okay, I'll say this story. So at the time, I was dating this older woman. And... and... oh, man. Dude, it just wasn't working, right? It was, like, not working at all. And, for example, one example is... women have an interesting dynamic. Obviously, we take each other out. So it's different than, like, a dude and a woman. I don't know how it is nowadays. I would assume the dude would, like, pretty much take care of every check, right? Well, with us, it's a little bit different because, like, you know, it just goes back and forth. I don't know. And then, I don't know. For some reason, the dynamic with us wasn't that way. It was more like I was kind of, like, you know, taking her out most of the time, which was fine. And then, so the one time she takes me out, she invites me out to like a concert and pays for the tickets. And like, it's like a total date that she's taking me on, right? And I was like, oh, wow, this is cool. So we go out and I end up getting shit faced because we were just drinking and she was recovering. I think she was in AA. I can't remember, which was probably not a good idea. And then... basically, yeah, so I guess I, like, sabotaged that, but she was still wanting to be, like, be with me, and I was like, I don't want to be together because, oh, she was, like, used it against me. She was, like, taking me out on a date. Like, she was, like, I took you out on that date, and I spent this much money, and I was, like, really? Just so you could use it against me? Like, who the fuck, I, like, fucking, it's, like, now that's for sure it's over. Like, and of course we were like, you know, just fresh dating. I mean, we were just started dating like maybe five months. And yeah, I was done. I was like, dude, if somebody like takes you out the first time and then uses it against you later, like during a fight, like drop them like a hot potato, whatever that fucking saying is. So that's what I did. Oh, and the girl, yeah, so the alien girl, well, she tried to swoop in. She was, like, calling her, like, oh, she saw me at some bar drinking, and she was worried about me. I was hosting a party, and I got pretty shit-faced because, well, it was hosted by Vuv. You know, the champagne people, and it was like a bottomless champagne, okay? So I was planning on not driving that night. Anyway, my point is I was planning on drinking that day. And so I was running to this bar between the show. and because one of my friends was there playing, and so I wanted to watch my friends perform, so I'd go back and forth, and then... so she saw me, apparently. I was like, I saw her. I just have to tell you, like, she was wasted. And I don't know why she called her, telling her all this stuff. She was like, you need to go to AA. And so I was like, what? Wait. And so when I friended my friend, I was like, wait a minute. You called my girlfriend? She was like, and you were like, right, like, suck. It's like, dude, and it was like that. And come to find out, she was like, yeah, I was totally trying to take your girlfriend. I was like, that's really shady shit. I was like, bye. So we were no longer friends after that either. So basically, I broke up with her and broke up with that girl. I was like, neither one of you are my friends. Like, but, you know. But yeah, I definitely have like a binging issue. Like if I'm going to drink, like I drink to drink. So that's why I'm like going sober, because I'll end up like, If I get a six pack, the six pack will be gone. Like I don't just drink a beer. I'll just be like, I'm drinking all of it, you know. No, I'll drink it over 6 hours. And usually when I'm with somebody, I'm a lot more mindful. But shit, man, lately I've been like, just kick back, you know. Like I'll turn it into like a fucking party. But that's so yeah, Father's Day, sober day. That's what we're going to talk about. Oh, well, we have 7 minutes. This one might not make anything interesting this time. I don't think I'm going to be keeping this one. I kind of was like rambling into like oblivion, not really about any topic. I think I don't even, what was I even talking about? Being hungover. Yeah. So happy 420 wherever you are. Stay safe. I still am weary about this whole vaccine. I haven't taken it. I'm still waiting because I'm like, I have, like I said, a couple of things going on medically. So I was like, just gonna wait till my body like levels out a little bit more before I decide to take it and like whack my body out again. So that's why I can't be drinking either, or like, you know, it is nice to have a couple of drinks though, don't get me wrong, especially on the weekend. It's nice to kick it, but sometimes I just kick it too hard. I'm like, damn. I'm like, I was pissed I finished those last drinks. But anyway, I was really wanting to have a couple of drinks today. So that's why I was like, dude, did you really drink all that? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I totally did, dude. But anyway, I don't know if anything's going on this weekend. It's been kind of chill. But Late Grade is where it's at. You can check it out. I got it from Sweet Flower. They delivered it. They have a really great smoke. I always transfer it over. And so, yeah, I guess it's all about, what do we talk about? Aliens, COVID, my ex. Yeah, crushing. It's like, I don't even know. I can't even think. I'm not gonna get personal today. We're gonna only talk about, that's awesome that for every eighth they plant a tree. That's fucking really cool. And we'll have a, we'll see, Wednesday. Wednesday's gonna be the next one. We'll actually have maybe a somebody I'll interview. We'll talk about some, maybe we'll talk about like soulmates and what twin flames and all that weird sayings are, you know, cosmic lovers. I mean, like, how do you know, how you know, like the depth of the vibration, you know, the intimacy, like how deep are you going to go with getting to know somebody? Or is it just going to be shallow and superficial? Is it just going to be using each other? Are you going to really go deep and get to know this person? You know, that's what I'm wanting to do. I'm like going down to like limited few, but like deep as fuck is what I want to do. That's my goal right now. And if it's like bullshit, then you're fucking limited in regards to like, unless it's like blood pretty much, like, which even then it's like limited. Like if there's more negative coming out of this relationship, then you guys either, you know, we talk about it and change it. And if it's, you know, just keep working at it, to be as conscious as possible. But seriously, it's like changed so much to be able to be like really analyzing conversations that are in your life, you know, the people that you surround yourself with, and even job, like the work that you do, you know, like the work that you do. If you're really feeling used, are you being used, you know, or you like really like, you know, are you complacent? It's like some things, like sometimes it's like, you know, you become complacent to like the things that really drive you. And it's like, dude, no, I just go to work to like get a paycheck. But it like rips at your soul. Like to, you know, and that's kind of where this like next collective consciousness is going. It's like, are we gonna end up being in a place where either you're just like spinning the wheels, or are you gonna be like, you know, looking at it from like a global perspective, or like an I mean, to think that these aliens come from like millions of miles away. So it has to be like from another fucking like galaxy and fucking black hole, trillion, trillion light years away. Like, what the fuck? Can you people even wrap our brains around like what that really means? And here we are, like, you know, in our trivial little lives. It was like, no, like that's like, when you start thinking about it on that term, it's almost like, what the fuck? You realize like how like a moment is like this. Like, we're really a speck of dust, and how fucking crazy is it that? you know, all of this is going in motion. It's like, and then maybe you kind of get too whacked out and you're kind of like on that third plane where you're like, whoa, you're walking on earth. Like, it's almost like when you do really good, like trip, when you're tripping on like, you know, shrooms or something, and you're no longer like really in time anymore. You're in this timeless space. Like, and that timeless space is like where you want to coexist with that person that you are with, you know, that special moment of like, you know, that unspoken energy that just, well, on that, we only have 2 minutes left. I'm not going to talk about anything like the EMDR this week. I was going to talk about it, but then I decided, no, I'm not. I'm just going to like save it, and we'll save it for Wednesday. Maybe we'll talk about it. You guys could say some stories. Let me know what's up. How do you you feel free to email us and give us a shout out. We'll see you next Wednesday at 4:20, which is this Wednesday at 4:20. We're going to do it Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. And Wednesday, we're going to see about having somebody interviewed. I'm going to ask my soldier E. She'll come and spend some time on this and kind of talk about some weird shit. Every time we talk, it's like something, it's like literally outer space conversation. So I look forward to communicating and not just like talking about my subconscious. So sober. Yeah. Happy 420. If it's not 420, fucking change your clocks. And I recommend this weed. Have a good one. Peace. Hope everybody's having a good rest of your afternoon on Father's Day. And I can't keep the bread.